We are looking at Proverbs chapter 14, and we're learning lessons of wisdom from the book of Proverbs. And it's always important that we apply our hearts to the things that we hear from the scriptures. So we are at verse number 12, Proverbs 14, verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. The paths we take in life will determine the destinations we arrive at. It's a very simple principle. If you take a path towards a certain place, that's where you're going to arrive at. And so if we choose the right way, we arrive at the right destination. If we choose the wrong way, we arrive at the wrong destination. The question all of us have to think about as we journey in life is, what path am I on? Is it the right path or the wrong way? And the passage says that sometimes a way may seem right to us, but then it's a wrong way. So the fact that you think it's right does not make it right. So what are the things that we should be thinking about as we look at the pathway on, whether it's the right way or the wrong way? So I'm going to talk about three characteristics of the wrong way. First, the wrong way is easy. The wrong way is usually accessible. It does not offer us much resistance. And one of the reasons why the wrong way is easy is because many people are on it. As human beings, we are social people. We like company. So when a lot of people are doing something, we tend to follow along with them. So if a lot of people are buying something, we think it's right for us to buy it. If a lot of people are behaving a certain way, we think we should also behave that same way. And because of that, the wrong way, when the majority is doing it, is very easy because everybody is doing it. And that's one of the reasons why a way may seem right to us, but it's wrong because everybody is doing it. The reality of life, especially from the Bible, is that the majority are usually wrong. That's the Bible's concept. The majority are usually wrong. So, wrong way may seem easy. Secondly, the wrong way is usually pleasurable. And normally when something is pleasurable, it gives us pleasure. It's fun. It's exciting. It's innovative. We assume it's good. And so it may seem right to us. Some people will ask, how can something that feels so good be wrong? If it gives me so much pleasure, it makes me feel good, how can it be wrong? And so we equate good feeling with being right. But you know, that is the age-old temptation in the book of Genesis. The first temptation, it seemed good, it felt good, but it was wrong. And so if you think that just because something is popular or just because it is fun, it's exciting, then it must be right, you will end up in the wrong path. Sin is always packaged as pleasurable. Come to think of it, would you commit sin if it was not pleasurable? No. The wrong way, number three, usually is short-term. Instant gratification is something that you do that makes you feel good right now or gives you a result right now. Because the wrong way doesn't think about the end. It doesn't think about consequences. And for us as human beings, it doesn't think about eternity, whether there is a heaven or a hell, because many of us have banished heaven and hell to ancient myths, as if there is no consequence eternally to our actions. And if you're not thinking about eternal consequences, most likely you are doing the wrong thing. So that's what we learn about the wrong way. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, deliver me from self-deception. Help me to see life from an eternal point of view. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll catch you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.